Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Grain futures trade today was relatively quiet. We had corn trading steady here. December looks like it's going to settle at 386.5 cents. Beans were the one leader today, up 2 cents in November, but up about 4 to 5 cents everywhere else, so quite a bit of strength there. The wheat was disappointing again today. Kansas City July was down 2.5 cents, 429.5. The low was 428.75. So we're flirting with those contract lows set back in December at 423.5 on the July Kansas City. The weather, we've got plenty of weather in wheat country. And so what is planted, what is going to be harvested, looks like it's going to look fairly decent at this point. Cotton futures today were steady here. Looks like up 3 cents on December at 74.44. Cotton has been pretty impressive over the last 7 to 10 trading days, taking back most of the losses and getting back to the highs set back in March. Kind of surprising a lot of people here with the bigger acreage number. The USDA estimated 12.2 million acres, but there's a lot of people thinking that that's still even low. Last year we were about 10.5 million acres, so a big increase expected, and some people even think it'll be bigger.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The cattle futures market continued to show strength here midweek. Live cattle futures up strong in April, 128.10, up $1.32 rather. We had some really strong cash trade all the way up to 131 this morning. It looked like the Fed Cattle Exchange average was 128.62 on 701 head trading of the 4,446 listed. And then briefly after, it was 30 bid and then 31 trade. They moved a lot of cattle there at 31. So that lifted the April live cattle futures up here this morning. Now, April was the strongest month. June was only up 37, August up 37 as well. Feeders are steady to 90 higher here. April feeders unchanged, while August up a lot stronger than that. Midday box beef choice was down 91 cents at 215.08. Select up 31 at 202.51. Again, it seemed like the cash trade today for the grain for the cattle futures was the main focus with the overall ag meat market. Hogs were down again today. Hogs have been sliding here. Lean hogs $1.20 to $1.50 lower. June hogs have been sliding really since the middle part of March. They were about near 80 cents or 79 cents at that time. Now they're 69. So it's come down about 10 cents in the last month. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.